Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Melanie Walters has come around.
Oh, so she wasn't listening to music? She busted her own cell.
Oh, no, she does. She has come around. She still hates me.
Okay.
But she does love you at Blank Man Jr. and at Bills fan.
Okay, yay, sorry,
Monica
I take
Bills,
it all back.
Hashtag.
I love you, Melanie.
Well, why would you follow somebody you don't like?
I don't follow anybody.
No, you don't. I know. Why would people follow you when you won't follow them? That's a whole nother discussion. But I don't get it. Let me see if she's still following me after I unfollowed her. Yeah, she's still following me. I don't get it. And why would you?
Joke's on her.
Why would you like a tweet that says, "I love a cat named Mo filling in for Roger and JP"? If you don't want to listen when a cat, is it bipolarism? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
You know what it is? Some people, and she's not the only one. Some people like to hate. You know what I think of? I think of, remember Private Parts when they were talking about Howard Stern?
Yeah.
And they were going over the time spent listening of different listeners. And they said, okay, well, someone who likes you listens for however long it was. And it was a long time.
Right.
And the people who didn't like him listened for longer than the people who liked him.
Yeah.
And they both had the same reason.
Oh, people that don't like you will, in fact, I mean, it's, there are exceptions to every rule. But, that in radio has been established.
Why is that?
That people don't like you. Because people love having something to bitch about. There are some people that are only validated by being able to bitch about something. And if you take away what they can bitch about, then what else are they going to do?
I don't see that sad. It's honestly, really
but
sad.
But let me tell you why that is. Not everyone. Every now and again, you have something. You have something that rightfully should be bitched about. But you know why there are a lot of people that seem to just bitch about stuff? Because the people that don't bitch about stuff are the people that are positive. And the people that are positive because they are doing things.
Mm-hmm.
They are making things happen.
Yeah, just sitting there behind their keyboard.
Exactly. So they don't have anything necessarily to bitch about. Now, if you're not being positive because you don't have anything going on in your life, then all you really can do is bitch. Now, take away things to bitch about. Now, you absolutely have nothing.
I actually saw a tweet about that the other day, and it said, nobody hates a positive person more than a negative person.
And that is absolutely true. And let me tell you something right now. Right now, I'm following our boy, Drew Rivera. He still hasn't followed me back. But he said, "You got it. I might even follow you now. Who knows?" I said, "I'm following you first." So,
how many people do you follow?
I've said this on this very program.
I could give you a tally.
Many. Go ahead.
How much do you think, Monica?
Oh, God. He follows everybody. So,
I don't follow
2,000 people or something.
He's almost at 6,599. 5,977.
Okay, but conversely, how many people are following me?
Oh, you got over 10,000 going
on.
So
I'm following roughly about more than half of the people that are following me. I would say the other half that I'm not following are probably ads or bots or things like that. Again, if you take the time to follow me, if you extend the hand, I'm going to follow you back.
But then do you have to read, scroll? How long does it take you to get through Twitter then?
I don't necessarily scroll through my news feed timeline. Every now and again, if I'm bored or if I just want to catch up on what other people are doing or do it. But typically, I just go through the notifications. In other words, if someone reaches out to me, if they tag me in something, and I always try and,
then why
and respond
do you follow
back.
Them if you're not going to see what they say on Twitter?
I follow them because now we have an open line of communication. You can't DM somebody. If somebody wants to DM me, if they want to say, "Hey, I'd like to maybe come on," or "Hey, this was really great," or "Hey, this might interest you," or "Hey, here's a GoFundMe. Can you help me out? Or I'm going through hard times. Thank you," whatever. Yeah. I think I like
that's
to open up
I
that door.
And also, you connect with your listeners a lot easier that way.
I connect with them on they can still at me, and I do talk to them back. Yeah. I totally do. But I don't need a DM. let's just get it all out in the open.
Monica, why do you have to close yourself off to love?
Love me all day long on an app. Let's keep it on the up and up in public. Wow. There's anything you can say to me, you should be able to say it on an app, right? And I'll listen and I'll respond, and that's great. And then also, I don't know. I want to scroll through all that stuff just to get to the meat of what I want to see.
I mean, listen.
And if I don't know you personally.
Right.
Then you'll say something about your friend. Or I don't know who you're talking about. So I'm out.
Okay.
No disrespect.
I don't think anybody is taking it. I wouldn't follow. So if somebody says something, you know, I don't have time for negative people in my life.
Exactly.
So while I'm not mad at Melanie, and while I'm still very vexed as to why she's continuing to follow me if she doesn't like listening to me, I had to unfollow her. And it wasn't like a spike thing.
I think it was.
It's just, hey, let me help you facilitate getting me out of your life. That is how much I care about you.
Well, Mo, when you hit that unfollow, were you thinking that, bitch?
No.
You hit unfollow, come on.
Because for me to refer to her as a bitch, outside of during the break where she can't hear it.
right?
But that was just for your amusement. But that would mean that I was I don't know her. How can I invest any emotion into her when I don't know her?
Then why were you even following her in the first place?
Because she followed me, and then so I said, okay, I will follow you back. And then, if I'm not mistaken, she has DM'd me in the past. We have had some back and forth. She was a little scatterbrained, and I remember that she's the kind of person that would tweet me something, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I don't even really know what you're saying by this. And
so
then,
how do you respond to that?
I just go, yeah. sure.
Does the negativity on Twitter sometimes, does that fuel like your fire a little bit?
No, I'm not. I'm fueled by you know, my kids. I'm fueled by wanting to do a job that will allow me to take care of my kids. I'm fueled by my motivation to do anything that the best of as I can. No, the negativity. I've never received any negative response and said, I'm going to show you. The only person I'm concerned about showing is myself.
What about Frank? Two days ago, that was a different story.
This is what irks me about Frank. And I wasn't trying to prove anything to Frank, but this is what irks me. There's this certain mentality in the black community. And all I did was say, and this was Monday, I was talking about the Black Panther movie, which apparently is sacrosanct. You say anything, and I said nothing negative about the Black Panther movie.
You just had a strong opinion about it.
Not even necessarily about the movie, but about people's response. I felt like the media, I felt like there was a certain sector of the white media that was going, mm-hmm. patting us on the back, going, hey, look at you guys. You finally got your own superhero movie. You should be so proud. And then there was a certain sector of the black community that was like, hey, look at us. We got our first black superhero movie. We should be, it's a movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Absolutely.
We should have been, there are many movies that we should be proud of. There are many movies that came before Black Panther that had an all-black cast, that had a black director, et cetera, et cetera. And I just merely was making the point that if you're going to pull kids out of school, you're going to pull black youth specifically.
Choose a better movie.
Out of school. Not necessarily choose a better movie, but make sure you also do it with a movie like Hidden Figures.
Yes.
Which was the story of three black females that helped form the space program. Yes. So that was the only point I'm making. Now, all a black guy with Frank's mentality hears is... Look at this black guy on a white station dissing a black movie. That is the base breakdown of his thought process. And trust me, I know this because I've dealt with it pretty much all of my life. Yeah. Look at this black guy on a white station dissing a black movie. He's an Uncle Tom. And this
you said
is,
you dealt with situations such as this or that such
all
as the, what
all
happened,
the, that mentality yeah? from
even from Cincinnati from, to from, down
from,
here.
From,
to,
well, no, but just primarily from a certain mindset of a certain black individual.
Yeah,
and there are certain blacks that have this mindset, and this is what I will say. You know where they go. You ain't really black. You ain't black enough.
Does that hurt you as well? Does that kind of bother you?
It bothers me that they're that ignorant.
Yes.
That's what bothers me is that because this is what this is. And this is, and I'll break it down very quickly for you because not a lot of people care about this. But the.
when they call in.
There is no one black community. There is no one black mentality. There is no one black mindset. There is no one black methodology. The beautiful thing about black people is that we almost defy categorization by the virtue of our achievements. We are as diverse a people as our contribution to music, i.e. whether it's jazz,
yeah.
R&B, yep. hip-hop, rap, wow. and rock.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so how diverse are those five forms of music? That's so, in other words, nobody makes, Frank, you have done nothing to become the arbiter of what is black and what isn't black. Nobody has.
Yeah.
And that's what bothers me about when blacks are like when Simon, the guy that was Latin, called up and was like comparing me to Samuel Jackson and the Django Unchained. Yeah. What is black? What is white? It really
color.
Is nothing.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, mainly your skin.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it really does, what plays into how you are and how you are formed is more socio and your economic status.
Yeah.
More
it's your life
so
experiences,
than,
yeah. and that's just Absolute. People and human beings.
And there are so many vastly different life experiences yeah. amongst people of the exact same race mm-hmm. that nobody should tell someone they're not white enough, they're not black enough. It just doesn't matter.
Should I be like applauding? I feel like this is a stage. This
is my last moment. My last black moment.
Hey, you should be like, I am Mo and I approve this message.
I am Mo and I approve this message. I mean, but it's just, anyway, how did we even get on that show?
I don't know, yeah. We were just having a blowman, man.
We were talking about Melanie and her being, you know, hey, Melanie.
What Twitter. Up, it actually started off with Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you were asking me if I was, you know, upset, fueled by the hate, the negativity.
On Twitter
things.
And stuff like
and
that.
No, yeah. I mean, you, be fueled by yourself. I mean, now, if someone, you know, there was the adage, success is the best revenge. If someone says you're bad at something and you've succeeded, obviously, you know, you can, well, what are you going to do? You're going to go, see, I told you so. And they're still going to harbor the same ill will
yeah.
towards you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can't, if someone wants to hate you for no reason, then you can never eradicate that hate.
It's like with the
mentality of a Frank, and it's like with the guy that called in, and I forget his name, but he was like, "You talk about race a lot," and I go, "Yeah, I joke about it because you're not gonna intellectualize racism away. You're not gonna legislate racism away. The only thing that's going to eradicate racism is our response to it, which is to, in some way, shape, or form, make it inconsequential."
Yes.
And that's about the only thing. So you can be racist, mm-hmm. but it's going to be in a vacuum because mm-hmm. everybody else outside your little world of racism and bigotry doesn't really care
you think
about
somebody,
you.
You think someone who is essentially a bigot, you think that could be eradicated from them? Or is somebody always going to be a bigot?
People change all the time. Black people change all the time. Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Well, Malcolm X was a racist that at some point had his eyes open. It was when he went to Mecca
yeah.
and had his eyes open and said, we are all one people.
Yes.
We should all be, you know, under his God. We should all be, you know, worshiping in the same place at the same time, which is why the Muslims excommunicated him and then eventually killed him.
Killed him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. No, I think people absolutely have the capacity to change.
But you don't think it's still going to be instilled with them because that's what they knew their whole life?
No, if you know something your whole life, I still think you have the capacity to change. It's difficult. Listen, change is difficult.
Yes.
There are things about myself that I wish I could say I have changed, that I know that I have not, that I have tempered.
Mm-hmm.
I've had experienced growth and that I have tempered it. But I will go to my grave knowing that I was not the best person that I could be. And what makes that sad is that I know if I do soul searching that I had the capacity to be that person.
I mean, I know
person.
You're super old and you're close to death, but you still got time to change. You still got time to change.
Don't make me slap you during Black History Month, girl.
Okay, how about this? And I really like what Kyle said, and he's saying he agrees with you about the positivity, but this is a great Albert Einstein quote. He says, a negative person will always have a problem for every solution. And that's what I hear.
Say that again to me. Albert Einstein said what now?
A negative person will always have a problem for every solution.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's everything absolutely. I hear when someone's, you know, like you were saying the other day, you know, someone who's never been in radio telling you how you should do your job, that sort of thing. Everybody's got the answers right. instead of looking within themselves and being right. positive.
And it's sad. Now, this is what I don't get. This is what I don't get. Okay, and I hate harping on the Melanie tweet. And I'm going to stop. No, I really don't, because I'm going to stop saying her last name. Okay, if you don't like something, why feel the need? That's fine.
Yeah.
But that's fine, because tastes are subjective.
Yeah.
At the point that you choose to tag that person in the tweet to say, hey, I'm about to take a shot at you, then there's something internally wrong with
yeah.
you. Now what you're doing is trying to make someone feel less
yeah.
so that you can feel better.
Exactly. And that's all the issue.
Now, if she just says, oh, well, Katna Mo is sitting in for Roger and JP, I'm going to listen to some music. Or if she just tweets out to Roger and JP, hey, I can't wait for you guys yep. to get back. I miss listening
Absolutely.
To you guys. I have no issue
you know what,
with
you know what
that,
she does
yeah,
when she does that? Yeah. She'll say, Roger and JP, I miss you guys. Weren't you back? Mo is awful. You know, just leave that part off.
Yeah, you're right.
Just leave that part
or,
off.
Or yeah. I'll tell you this. Just say it without tagging me, because you can put the words Mo without actually tagging my Twitter. I have no. But at the point that you feel it necessary to tag me in something that is dissing me, then you're trying to take a shot at me, and that's just reflective on you.
You don't have a level of respect for someone who has enough. Like, I think it's kind of ballless to not like you're talking behind someone's back.
This is what I was, and you know, this is one of the adages that I have always grown up with, and I agree with it. If you don't have something nice to say,
yep.
don't say anything at all.
Oh.
I mean, in other words, I don't like when people will call the BDRS and they'll go, "Man, I love this show. I think it's the best show on the bone. I don't want you to. You can tell me that you love me or that you like us without dissing another show."
Yeah.
So in other words, I mean, if you want your life to be better exponentially, then eschew any kind of form of negativity. And just saying negative comments is a form of negativity. Just
yeah.
say, I miss Roger and JP, or just listen to music,
yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, you gotta, yeah.
But don't tag me in your negativity, because ultimately, I ain't give a damn.
That's what I said the other day. Why are you? I don't engage in that, because that's what they want you to do.
Yeah.
So they know I saw it. You saw it. We all saw it. Okay, let's move on.
Right. Exactly. Casey, go ahead. You're on the Roger and JP show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just want to get on the subject. By the way, I was a listener of y'all's radio show every day, no matter what, who's talking.
thanks for the black backhanded compliment.
I like that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No matter who's talking.
But Black Panther wasn't the first black superhero movie. There's Blade. There was Spawn.
There's
another one I couldn't think of.
Meteor Man. Kazam.
Kazam.
Yeah.
I know. I'm with you, Casey. Thanks for the call. And I appreciate you listening to The Bone regardless, my friend. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Is it Hines?
Hey, Mo, how are you guys today?
I'm doing good. What's the name? Haynes or Hines?
Hines, just like the ketchup.
Okay, hey, Hines, what's up, buddy?
Listen, you are spot on. I was raised actually racist. Both my parents come from Europe, and it wasn't a hate thing. It was just a lesser. They thought of blacks and the Mexicans and such as lesser people. And it took me a while to overcome that. Actually, my military training kind of took that away from me, when you realize that this man standing next to you mm-hmm. is responsible for your life.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, and I had some of the people in school that were far smarter than I am, and I'm no slouch.
Right?
You know, and it took a conscious effort to bury that. And now, you know, people will look at me when I look at someone and say, oh, no, stay away from that guy. He's like, what? Why, you racist? I said, I get the same reaction from these, I don't know what the word, I guess hoodlum's a good word because I'm an old fart.
Okay.
I'll allow it, Monica. go ahead.
You know, whether they're, you know, white or Latino or black, if I get that same reaction of, wow, you are not, you're a lesser member of society, not a lesser human being, I'm hoping that I really beat that racist upbringing that I had.
Right. You haven't beaten it fully. But
no, I haven't. I'll be the first to admit it.
Listen, Hines, I'm messing with you. You're a good cat, and I'm going to say that based upon just the few minutes of this phone call and you reaching out. Thanks, my friend. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Mo. Keep up the good work. You guys are entertaining as hell.
All right. Thank you. Like that a lot. I like that a lot. Steven, real quick, we have to go to break. I want to talk about Monica's panties.
Whoa.
go ahead.
Joke's on you. She's not wearing any.
Go ahead, Steven. Are you not wearing panties?
Yeah, Mo.
Yes, Steven. Go ahead.
I listen just for you every time I get on BDRS. Anytime I hear you, a great, great radio personality, man.
Well, thank you.
Anybody who's just your crap, they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, thank you, Steven. I wasn't looking for that, but I'll take it.
Yeah, you did text him to call in.
Yes, I texted him. All right, last two calls. Jerry, go ahead real quick.
Mo, I just wanted to say one thing about the Black Panther movie. They're making a big mistake. It's not the movie that had the black superhero that's the first or whatever. It was the comic book itself back in the 60s. And everybody's been spreading that point too wrong, you know?
Right, right.
Because it's the movie coming out.
I gotcha. It was the first black superhero appearance in a comic.
In a comic.
Gotcha.
That's what's credible.
Okay.
The movie is what the movie is.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. I tell you what, these comic nerds, they know their stuff. Chris, last call. What's up?
Hey, Mo. Just wanted to comment real quick. I saw something on the internet about this, about the Black Panther movie, and someone had tweeted out and said something like, you know, the reason that the Black Panther is the Black Panther. Like, every white superhero has man or woman at the end of the name, but Black Panther is because it's a black person. He's an animal, and he runs the jungle, and it's just something you really want your people to look up to. And my thought process on it is, of course, it's somebody you want to look up to. He runs his own country. He's worth well over $1 billion.
Right.
I mean, he's a king. That's something I would think of the black
people. Oh, yeah, Chris, don't misunderstand my point. Absolutely, there is something, you know, within fantasy. Even within fantasy, we can learn things that will aid us in reality. So I agree with
Absolutely.
That fully. And the message, and the positive message will never be something that we can get enough of, regardless of our race. I agree with that 100%.
Right. It wasn't something that you said. It was just something I'd seen on the internet, and I thought it was like, really, that's what you're going to say? Like,
you think
just because he's black, they're portraying him as an animal, because he runs to the jungle and whatever. And but that is definitely someone you would want to look up to. Your kids would want to look up to someone like that.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. What a great way to put a bow on that, and then we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and talk about Monica. Can we talk? Are you wearing underwear?
I think I am today.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I am today.
We'll do some
R&R,
and we'll get back.
We'll do some show and tell.
Yeah, it's Roger and JP. Mick Jamal, who I just followed, said, let me help you facilitate you removing me out of your life. It's my quote from Melody. And now I had to follow him. Thank you, Christy. Some of us missed Roger and JP and enjoy listening to At a Cat Name.
Look at that.
Positivity
it can
right there. It absolutely can.
I love that.
I have some bad news for you, Monica.
Me? Okay. Let me prepare myself. I gotta get situated.
I got some real bad news for you.
Okay. I can take it.
First, there was Faceless Beard saying, you know you're old when that Bills fan, Monica, who helped cultivate fire, calls you old. Yeah.
And I see Roger and JP are still here. I can feel them. I'm old, whatever.
Thank you, Alex Bohr, sending love from the real listener. The bad news is... Oh, also, Two Hams Deep said, and this is really cool. Two Hams Deep. I like that.
Kind of funny.
He said, I ain't never seen a hater doing as good as me. And I like that. Or a hater doing better than me. I don't want to attribute bad grammar to him. That was my fault. Here's the bad news, though, Monica. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Okay. I'm prepared for bad news.
Okay. Sean Bowley.
Don't know him.
Well, he just unfollowed you because, as he puts it,
Monica.
No. See, Monica.
How will I go on?
Hold on. Well,
she can't do traffic anymore now.
I'm sick.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Oh, no.
Not only does Sean Boley unfollow you because you are acting like you're too cool, and he says, shaking his head, you know, you're acting a little bougie. I ain't going to put it on, but you had a little
bougie.
But Johnny T just unfollowed you as well.
Johnny B.
Let the mass exodus happen.
No, not Johnny B. Oh, Johnny T.
Johnny T. Okay.
Let the mass exodus happen. The difference is I don't follow either one of them. So unless you just told me right now, I would have no idea. And it honestly has no effect on my life. But also, why were they following me in the first place? That's the question.
Because they saw something in you that they liked. They're fans of the Bone. You're a personality on the Bone. One would think that you would appreciate that.
I mean, thanks.
Oh, man. You just gonna toss it off like that, huh?
I mean, I wish them well.
You wish them well?
Yeah.
But wait.
I do. I don't know them.
Why don't you take this opportunity to bring them back? Why don't you care enough?
Like you just said earlier that you don't want to invest in energy and blah, blah, blah. I don't care enough. I'm sure they're good people, but the difference is I don't know them. Now, if they were three of my friends and they decided to unfollow me, I would, yes. What happened? Are you okay? What did I do wrong? I'm sorry.
Let me make sure I phrase this properly. Okay. Didn't you not know all of your friends at one point?
Yes, and that's my rule. I don't know if I've ever said this on air or not, but my rule is if I meet you personally, face to face, then I follow you. And there's a couple of people.
That's a good rule, though.
Yeah, because then I know you and I like you. So yeah, now we're friends. So yeah, now I'll follow you. And that's happened with a couple of people, Bone listeners that I finally met in person, and I've done it.
Right.
And I'm like, thank you.
You just met Tori Spears out at my comedy show.
I absolutely did. Do I follow him?
No, probably not.
I follow him on Facebook. I know that.
Okay, now listen to me. I would like for you to issue a blanket apology.
Nope.
Let me finish.
Nope.
Can I finish what I'm saying?
Okay, as long as you tell me why I'm apologizing.
I would like to see you have the kindness in your heart that Melanie doesn't possess to issue the... See, I got
oh, boy. Yeah, right.
I'm just having
I would like to see you display some kindness in your heart to reach out to Sean Boley and Johnny T and say, listen, you know what? I might have been a little bougie in my...
Wait, define bougie.
Bougie, better than, you know.
I'm
not
better than anybody. But
when you say, they can follow me, but I'm not going to follow them back.
I don't say that. Mm-hmm. I said, why are you even... That's why I asked the question, why are you following me?
Let's not get hung up on words.
On the truth?
I would like...
On the actual things that are actually happening? Okay, let's
You can't
going.
Talk to her.
You can't, man.
You literally... How do you
Two
deal
years.
With this?
2 years I've been with this woman.
You cannot talk to her. Jeez.
2 years. Well,
you
I've been
just,
with her.
Honestly, you just take forever. What are you getting at?
What the
hell? 140 characters or less, Mo. Let's go.
Now she coming at me.
Yeah, hey, man.
I would like to
Welcome
see...
Welcome to my life.
Do you have it within you to say to Sean and Johnny T, please follow me back? And I promised that at some point I may extend the invitation again. Yeah.
What? How is that? How does that benefit
just
me?
Say, how,
like, why would I do that? What's the point?
What's the point of having people want to listen to you while you're on the radio?
I listen all day long, but you don't have to follow me on Twitter.
Okay. What about then? What about saying I apologize if what I said offended you. I would love for you to follow me back.
I will say the first part. I never meant to offend anybody. I'm absolutely sorry if I offended you all. I don't know what
I
said.
Are you upset that they unfollowed you?
No. I mean, should I be? I'm upset.
I can't do it, J.R.
I'm upset at very few things. I would have to expend energy.
Okay.
If they follow me, thank you. That's great. But if they don't follow me, then no harm, no foul. Like, I'm not mad either way.
Right. Okay. Listen, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go. Corey Cardinal said, don't let her lie to you at a cat named Mo. I opened the studio door for it, Bills fan Monica, when her hands were full, and she's still not following me.
Corey, you know what I'm doing right now, Corey? Look what I'm doing right now. Follow. I literally just followed him. I didn't know I wasn't.
Carlton said he unfollowed you the same day Roland Mizell did.
How about Roland Mizell still follows me, and we're still BFFs? So suck on that.
Listen, don't tell the listeners to suck on stuff.
Okay. So nibble slightly.
Wow. Nibble slightly.
Listen, I'm mad at you, Monica. You do you. You keep doing
it. If you don't know that by now, if you don't know that I do me,
unapologetic,
by now,
and I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll apologize if I need to, but I need to.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. So that we can stay on time, we're going to go to break.
Tory Spears says.
What did Tory Spears say?
I guess I didn't follow him. He said,
wow.
But I'm following him right now. I just followed him. I liked him. He was a really nice guy. He drove an hour and a half to watch your show. That's sincerely nice.
Absolutely.
So
I was already following him.
I will also let people know if I do follow you and you ain't funny, you will get the unfollow.
So wait a minute.
She drives a hard bargain. Yeah.
So you saying not only do they have to beg for your follow, but they have to dance for you?
Essentially.
Dance, monkey dance.
Wow.
Dance.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.